Blog Talk Radio.
Requested that song by my co-host, and that of course was the great and former Christine McVie, who passed away only very recently. And she is a Hall of Fame musician. She wrote and sang some of Fleetwood Mac's most popular songs. There was one of them everywhere, including Don't Stop, Little Lies, You Make Love and Fun, Songbird, and everywhere was their 14th studio album, Tango in the Night, from 1987, and it was released as the fourth single, and it peaked at number 14 on the US Top 100 chart and number 4 in the UK, and it re-entered in the UK in 2013 after it was back in the wonderful world of advertisements. So Hatter, there you go. Welcome to the show. How are you going, Hatter?
Yeah, I'm okay. I do wonder why Stevie Nicks received an overwhelming more popularity than Christine McVie. talent surely wasn't an issue as far as
no.
It must have been. It was just that Stevie Nicks and Stone Cold Fox, but Christine's not hard on the eyes either. I mean, gotta wonder. Maybe she's because she was married. Christine was married. Stevie wasn't.
Very, very strange. But anyway, we do have, of course, Deb with us, who does all the hard work. Hi, Deb. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am very well. And I think we also have Wayne. Hi, Wayne. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. I'm still trying to find that poem. I was a piece of you, but I'm still looking for it. But I'll
no, we've got to do that. No,
I'll find it.
And I think have Stephen on board as well. Is that right, Stephen?
Yes, indeed.
Ha ha.
Sturve.
Well, there you go.
Sturve.
There you go.
Hey, Sturve.
What's that?
Sturve.
Oh, goodly.
Yeah.
We should get, Stephen, we should get your palm on the board, shouldn't we? Because you've already been sort of doing this whole microphone gig thing for a reasonable period of time. And I suspect you probably want to get a rep, all things being equal.
Yeah. I'm pretty tired.
I'm going to put the palm out now to this week. We are doing poems about moons or moons on the way past. So, in your hands.
All right. Well, this isn't exactly about the moon, but the moon is mentioned. And I had to go this direction when I hear the word moon. And this is called "The Joker in Your Hand Hides the Pills and Doesn't Stand." When a pattering earth is teemed in turmoil, Ebon's shadow covers mountain peaks. That's when his raging red eyes open for soldiers he does seek. There's a storm coming. Tempting with something panted, from diapers to mature, something that would make them strong, feeling not so insecure. His storm. To one he offers sound and song, which were missing since his birth. This was passed up quickly as he'd erewhile found his worth. Won the vantage to go and flame whatever he saw fit, callow prey within the ranks, his fire so quickly lit. Jailed gaffer got embracement, never had in his whole life. Now he's the blackbird's right-hand man, in charge of every rife. There were those that he couldn't touch, like he protected by the moon, just couldn't reach such candor, would never be his boon. M-O-O-N, that spells moon. Play cards against the dark man, moribund crow with poker-faced grin, as superflu peels back what's true, the ace up his sleeve to win. End poem.
Very nice. Very, very nice. You gift your way through that quite beautifully, Stephen. They're just whichever way you turned, really. It was quite impressive. Deb, what did you think of Stephen's poem?
Yeah, I really like this one. I like all the gifts all through it. I remember this this Monday photo, but wow, the pieces that you pulled in. I think didn't this tie into another? I was trying to find, but man, anyway, it was the one where he had to pick a quote by one of the board members and tie it to the art, and then guess which board member wrote which line. And he used "Predators in Motion Find Iridescence Between Fine Aqua and Sky Blue." I wonder who could have wrote that one. But anyway, I thought that you incorporated all of them really, really well. And as a matter of fact, it's already on one of my lists, and it's a 10. And like I said, it's like a treat to see what's in the next gift as we go through. Great choices all the way down, Stephen.
Thanks, Deb.
And Hatter, did you want to say a few words? Hello, Hatter.
I'm sorry, Hatter. I muted you because your microphone was making noise. my fault.
Thought you guys were mad at. Thought you guys were mad at me, man.
No, I'm sorry. It was my fault.
You're not funny, man. Go back. Yeah, it does mention the moon, like he said. And where else you gonna get? Is that that's Vin Diesel, right? That one picture, is that Vin Diesel?
No.
That's not Vin Diesel. Oh, is this jail cell? Okay.
Miguel, what's his name? Well, I can't remember his last name.
Rodriguez.
No, not
well,
Rodriguez.
I had a great line. I go, when are you going to have Vin Diesel and Dahmer in the same freaking frame? But that's not Vin Diesel, sir. And so that, and I'm sure that's not Michael Bane either on the bottom. Damn.
No.
0-1 for 4.
great quote you used there, too, Stephen, by the way. Juan, did you want to say a few words?
Sure. That was a good read, a good storyline in the poem. I imagine it says something to Edgar Allan Poe's poetry, the way it sounded to me. It had a little mysterious about it. It's a good read, and I enjoyed the poem a whole lot. Stephen, good job. Another film, you're doing good.
Oh, I see what this is. Oh, okay. Yeah, now I get it.
Mm-hmm.
The contest to pick the poet's line. Ah, I didn't follow before,
mm-hmm.
Now I see. Okay. I changed my comment.
That's the one. Now, you just talk about the wonders of the quote, Hatter. But anyway, now, Stephen, I have to ask you, before you go sort of off and get some rest, did you want to talk about what's coming up on the Poetic Slice in the next few days?
Our next show is The Mortuary of Shadows, of course, 7:30 p.m.
India.
Eastern on... And we are featuring quotes from the 2015 movie Krampus, as we are in December now. So we have quotes from a wonderful movie. If you've never seen it, check it out. It's a fun movie to watch. Just to give you an inkling as to how fun it is, my favorite quote is, "I just got my ass kicked by a bunch of Christmas cookies, so trust me when I tell you I can take it." So there you go. Check that movie out.
That works.
I've been there.
Well, we will be. Thank you, Stephen, and very, very happy for you to stay on, but I do know that it may well be time that the bells are a-calling, as they say, and you may not be able to stay on. But if you are, that would be wonderful.
I will hang for one poem, and then I got to go.
Okie doke. So, Hatter, I'm going to turn to you and say, did you want to do the Hatter poem, or did you want to do the collaboration?
Did I post mine up there?
That is a very, very good.
Okay, let's do the collaboration. I'll get the. So yeah, that was a hint. Okay, gotcha.
Well,
no, you didn't.
Well, it's not on the board, Hatter. Yeah, it's not on the board. It's very hard to post it. You know, in the broader scheme of things. And so, Deb, I'm going to turn to you, and we are going to do the collaboration. By implication.
Okay. Well, it is on the board, and Hatter, it's a 10.
All right.
And this is collaboration number 81, and it's called Sightseeing at the Salt-Scented Seashore. And here we go. Cherub horns blare atop the golden stairs to troubadours singing a ballad so fair, waving goodbye while in disguise, then all observe the finely cleaved stairs. Reach out to find the breakwater wine within the great inventions of man. Flying like birds is completely absurd, named Leonardo, and shown a mine pans. Da Vinci crust marks the crow's nest below balloons floating and light planes. Over men hauling baskets for halibut caskets, now the kingdom is defined by flames. Big duck boats float on the frothing sea and the bright galleons of the waves churn, fishing the dikes for muskie and pikes as upon each hill a lighthouse burns. In the tower of fire bursts the dawn's desire, then the mind of a genius this world teases, of fishtails and beach dwells. The wizard is about to speak as those sails compete with rods on breezes. Blowing in the wind in the direction it's in, that traveled from the water so blue, just to spot dolphins and sailfish, the thrill of the sea kiss, octopus, mermaids, and pelicans too. And poem.
There you go. No, it's got just about anything then, really. Yes, it's got Leonardo, it's got duck boats, it's got muskie and pikes. It's got quite a bit in it. But, Stephen, what did you think?
Well, I definitely like all the mentions of fishing, the different fishing, talking about going to muskie and pikes and the halibut and all that stuff. But I can't help but to focus on that picture because it kept making me think of Monty Python, and I had to ask Hatter what the average airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow is. But I thought this was very, very cool.
A European swallow?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the question.
10 pounds. About 2 pounds. A 10, huh? It seemed like there was more. There was a thought in the creation. So I think that sometime at some minds they did intertwine well. When you know, AP, what I'm trying to say, seemed like they were. We completed each other's thought.
Yes.
Maybe that's what they.
There was a common sort of background theme, Hatter.
And you
and I got it. It was the Da Vinci piece.
Da Vinci's piece.
Yeah.
And of course.
It was all of the Da Vinci inventions.
It is? My God, it is.
Yes.
Well, I believe, I honestly didn't know that, and I do believe that I did mention Da Vinci in it, I think.
You did.
You did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right.
And AP mentioned Leonardo. That's how in tune you guys are.
Yeah.
Works out all those things, and you each managed to pull one half of his name. Go figure.
Wayne, what did you think?
Yeah, when she was reading it, when he was reading the poem, I didn't even think it was a collaboration. It sounds so crystal clear. It didn't have no breaks in it, nothing. Y'all did a great job. Seems like y'all have to know what each other's talking about to write this good, this close to each other, because y'all doing a great job. Great poem and a great read, and it's a pretty amazing. I'm pretty amazed at this. It come out that good. Good job.
Oh,
thank you, Wayne. Nicely put together, Deb. It's interesting. Some of them, was this easy to put together, Deb, or not?
Fairly, yeah. Actually.
Yeah, it did seem that.
Had put it together, and I often go back and then make changes and switch lines, but I only made one switch when I went back this time. I was like, wow, okay, it's not so bad after all, because sometimes you start to feel like it might be a little forced, but no, it was simpler than some of the last ones.
The poem got a 10?
Well, because I...
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yep.
They've done 81 of the blind collaborations, and they've got 25 tens for it.
Oh, amazing.
Blind, right?
It was interesting, because I did end-line rhyme and Hatter did mid-line rhyme, but it works if you've got a similar rhythm, and I think it actually worked in this one because we had a similar rhythm, Hatter, to our rhyming.
Yeah, you definitely did. It goes right together. Good job, guys.
Yeah, what's not?
Here y'all did good.
yeah, no, it went well. So we said goodbye to, I think, Anne Hatter. Do you, have you found your moon poem, Hatter?
Is that what I was supposed to be doing? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Let me fill you in on a secret. My dinner had just arrived, and I was like a shiny object I was drawing away, but I am on it right now, and I'm looking for the moon.
Oh, okay.
Looking for the moon.
Okay.
Right?
Well, if you are if you are still investigating it, Hatter, I will put mine on the board, and then we'll do Deb's, and then we'll do Wayne's.
Copy
yeah,
link address. That's where I'm at. I'm at copy link address.
Okay. Well, that's not so bad.
I found mine. I put mine on the board. You can read them or two, but I found mine.
Oh, you got yours too, Wayne. Okay, perfect. Okay, so if you put yours up on the board.
Go away.
I didn't realize. Yeah, I sat it there.
Perfect. Okay, Wayne, well, good news.
Okay, guys,
so Wayne,
I'm gonna go get my I'm gonna get my dinner real quick. I'm sorry.
All right.
Okay. Okay. And Wayne, we're in your
yes.
house.
Okay, I'll read this
please.
One. It's kind of like about the moon, but it's different. But anyway, so I had to look at the moon. I had to do this. It's called Such a Beautiful Sound. It goes like this.
Okay.
Lay beneath the darkened sky, gazing towards twinkling stars, reaching out my contentment high, horizon shows planet Mars. Quiet night, no commotion, peaceful void became as one, consuming skies, vast ocean, tallest of the hiding sun. Dancing rays from ancient past, wind is touched, perfectly numb, notes the moon slowly pass, like this is a vacuum. Yearning to know nothing more, God's perfect being shown, listen to what, just to hear what life's for, only hear the moon's tone. Ian?
Well, there you go. That was very nice.
It's probably wrote about moonstone is the name what this poem will be about. So I kind of broke it apart, made it a moonstone.
So, yeah,
you
play
words,
eh? No, very neat. No, I liked it a lot. Neat rhyme, neat story, and came together very well.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a moon poem.
Very well. Oh, Deb, what did you think?
This is actually one of my favorites of Wayne's, and I was just looking at it's really cool to look back at some of the stuff there, and I wrote, "This is great, Wayne. I'm so glad you brought," and then the fact that it is a first makes it special too. Great share, and I was trying to figure out a first at what, and I'm like, but here it was. Recommended and then wound up being on one of the shows at my last gig and now on this one, but it's a great poem and I could really pick any of them, but Dancing Rays from Ancient Past, Windless Touch, Perfectly Numb, Notice the Moon Slowly Pass, Lifeless in My Vacuum. I think you did a fantastic job with it all the way through, so cool share.
Thank you very much. You remember it. 4 years. That's 4 years ago.
No.
Yeah.
Good. Well done. Now, did Hannah say that he'd gone to have dinner? Is that what just happened?
I think he was going to eat a little bit of it, and he'll be right back. So maybe we'll switch it up, and we'll put yours up, and he can read his after he gets a little bit of his food in his gut.
AP can read mine. AP can read mine.
Well, there you go.
Okay. He's back. Excellent. Well, and it's up there too, Hatter, so I can read it. And so from 3 hours ago, this is Damun, with the German, Hatter, before we start. And it goes a little bit like this. You walking step without your shoes, with coddled words you plan to use. Gathered light to spend the thoughts, dawning loafers without your socks. Offered floats to create the dark, testing faith and its
church, born but winding winds with whistled wains, waving a wandered whitey wrong. Within the weakened, weathered worry, become a bad boy in a song. Soon to be in a dying orb, sentenced to choose what came before. Call out Jackie, or is it Jack? Once declared, you can't take it back. Tie's not a tie, it'll come undone. And if you're not a daughter, you are a son. The moon. End point. Hmm. Now, that's intriguing, Hatter. A tie's not a tie if it comes undone. And if you're not a daughter, you are a son. Hmm.
Yes.
Very nice.
It was too precious not to use.
Yes. No, I understand. Yeah, Deb, did you want to say a few words?
The
about,
son?
Either the daughter or the son?
Well, yeah, no, I thought the couplets were great. I was very intrigued by that closing one as well. And if you're not a daughter, you are the son. S-U-N. So really cool. But Hubbard floats to create the dark, testing faith on a church-born fart. And, it really hit me because my poem has a fart or more in it as well. So who would have thought that the moon would have brought some poems that had farts in them?
No way.
You just never know. And within the weakened, weathered worry, become a bad boy in a song. I like where you took it. And I really love that picture you chose. Da moon.
Interesting.
Thank you. Yeah, I got the Joy roommate Joy approval.
Cool.
Approval that I...
Hey, Joy.
Who was you?
Deb says, hey, Joy.
Hey, how you doing, Deb?
I'm okay, doll. I hope you are, too.
Yeah. I hope you are,
showing
too.
Showing off and kicking our butts at fantasy football. Just saying.
Yeah.
Kicking butt, fantasy football. I've got a headset, so she can't quite hear everything. Requires repeating it.
It's all but good. I got to hear her there. Say hello.
Good.
And I was going to get a claim as well. What did you think?
Yes, I think it's a good point. It's got a little alliteration in it, a little bit of comedy, got good rhyme, and it's a bit abstract, but it intertwines perfectly to make sense, really. Great job on the poem. How did I like it?
Thanks, Wayne.
You're welcome.
So, it would make sense, Deb, if you are talking about a very similar subject, for your poem to go up next, I think.
Okay, let me grab that real quick. Who knew? On my way with it. Okay, my poem is called, Do They Call It Art If Statues Fart As They Moon You? And here we go. In rapid sliding glass door vibrations, the rattling sound breaks sleep. So feet tiptoe out to the kitchen with the flashlight and a club to peep. Two eyes spot a silhouette squatting outside the wooden stoop. Then, in a reverberation flurry, 9 pointed poinsettia plants droop. I flicker on the porch light for the scoop, spying in the garden gnome. Bending, showing his butt. He grunts, farting, but drops no poop. My foot just drop-tipped him through the basketball hoop. And boom.
Well, I was expecting that. It's it's sort of an artistic form of mooning is what's going on, Hatter. Did you want to say a few words about this piece?
Well, Yeah, I'd have put a couple of acorns on the ground right there. Is this your possession, Deb? This gnome?
It is not. It was a treat for Miss Sky.
Okay. What would you do with that? Let me ask you, Deb. I would have, I put it on a board with some acorn, a pile of acorns underneath it. What do you?
Tootsie Rolls.
All sorts of things. Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, because then it would attract flies just like a turd would. So, like, yeah, just saying. But he was mooning. I think the fart and poop
mooning.
Was like,
oh yeah, mooning. Jeez.
Mooning.
Of course.
Moon. Yeah. He splashed in the moon, and then when he bent over, he farted, and then you know that old adage, thought he farted, but he pooped himself. You know that kind of thing. It was, like I said, it was just to get giggles.
Came to poop and only farted.
Came to moon and farted, awesome. Then pooped. So he just didn't have any luck.
Well, that's a classic bathroom. All right, yeah. I think they got that off the pyramids.
You're right.
Well. Sorry. We have a couple of poems that have been sent in to us by...
I haven't commented. I haven't commented yet, Jerry P. I haven't commented.
Quite.
I got a comment on the comedy poems. They're my favorite ones. I like a little comedy. This is funny. It must have been quite a smell to watch the poems there. And they did a great job kicking him into the hoop. That's what I've done, too. And I'm sure glad he didn't drop anything when he farted. That was a mess. Very good humorous poem. I enjoyed a lot. They had a good job.
Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Now, I was going to go on, Deb, because I was going to put the SoundCloud and the link to Titus's poem next, because Titus has always done a fantastic job supporting us and the show and sending in poems, and this week is no exception with his piece on the moon. So let us play that now.
Awesome.
Before too soon the new moon you became. A waning moon was you when we first met. Though shade would never hide that crescent smile of yours, which drew a luminescent inlet your soul. A moon so whole it'd wait a while. Before too soon the new moon you became. Absence would diminish such love for now. Until the waxing falcate bore the flame, to herald your arrival charmed by how the quarter first, my knowing you were near, a phase for which the waxing gibbous moon would next prepare me for the worst I fear. The fullness of a smile would have me swoon, the phase in which we afterwards compare, the dark side of the moon, yes, my despair.
Very, very nicely done. A lovely rhyme sequence there, and a very lovely nod to Pink Floyd with The Dark Side of the Moon. Hatter, what did you think of that piece by Titus?
Well, first in the background, I believe that was Black Magic Woman.
Yep.
Or Santana.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I think, so. A little different. Before too soon, the new moon you became. That's the part, a phrase for which the waxing gibbous moon. The gibbous moon, what does that mean, you think? Waxing gibbous moon.
There's phases, actually,
yes.
Of the moon. The waxing moon is ascending,
waxing,
as a matter of fact.
Right. Okay. But the gibbous, that's the word I was questioning, not the waxing.
Well, it's another phase.
Oh, it is.
It's the phase of the moon. The illuminated part is greater than a semicircle and less than a circle.
Okay. It's an almost full moon.
Almost full moon.
Yeah. You know, I always thought the full moon was the romantic moon, but it's not, is it? It's a crest. Crest moon.
Yes.
Get up.
Okay. There you go. I was going to move on to Wayne. Wayne, what did you think of Titus's piece?
I thought he got a good point here. I like the way he credited her to the moon. She must be a special person. He had the dark side and the quarter moon, the crescent, and on. Wonderful thing with poem. And he did a good job with it. Good music background. Good read. Good SoundCloud. Great job.
Thank you, Mike. Okie dokie. Well, Patter, we've only got two left. And one of them's mine. Just for the fun of it, because I haven't done it in time, I did a shape. So this is Beams the Moon, and it goes a little bit like this. By considering beams when this wide horizon trembles and finds its place to mark the moon, long a companion of mariners, lonely spirits and those who seek answers from above. Here since earliest times we clamored while upon the seer as we seek our secrets and the many mysteries that are just ahead of our eyes. But while it seems so very close, it remains still such a long way away from where we can try to go touch. End poem.
Wow. The shape's really cool. The beams, the moon. And I can't believe that you fit so many words inside, too, like to show the craters or the shadowing of the moon. Really, really cool. And you had said, that, you know, it's been a while since you did the shape, and then it just pops back up and does the moon with craters and all. So, like, just can't help yourself with the showing off, really. No, it's really, really an awesome brevity. And then a shape, too.
Thank you.
So, like, wow.
Thank you, Dick. Wayne, do you have something for you?
Yes, a moon-shaped poem. I think I've seen it all now. A bit tricky to read, but it's got a wonderful storyline, and very unusual and unique, and I really like it a lot. I never thought I'd seen a moon-shaped poem. Did a great job with this, AP. I like it.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Wayne. It was different. If nothing else, Hatter, we haven't had a shape for a while.
I'm sorry. I keep muting him because his new microphone picks up every sound. Hi, Hatter.
Oh. Hi. Okay, I was running behind like I normally do, playing catch up, went to the beams of the moon, see it, boom, I went down. Where the hell is the poem? Oh, there's nothing there. And you keep reading, and then it dawns on me that if I zoom in on the picture, well, I think it's the picture, it's the damn poem. Now, I just happen to pick a browser that won't allow me to zoom in on the page. So I'm sitting there going,
well,
this is just
you.
Brilliant. So it's hard for me to find where I wanted to say, spirits were blue, something. I can't, man.
No, it's too hard to say. No, I understand.
Sorry. But I see the rabbit. I see it. It looks like a rabbit standing over something.
It does look like a rabbit. It does. You're right. I didn't really mean to do that, but it does. Yes.
Cool. That's not it, though, is it?
Not quite. But that's a fact.
You're such a polite, nice man. You are.
So.
And then that Wayne comment.
He did. He shuffled him up on
Wayne.
He did. I heard him comment.
Yes. Would you say something? I commented already on the poem. Yeah.
He did.
Oh.
Promised it.
Apologies.
Yep, so, Hatter, we didn't talk about this before, but it was my turn to choose the moon this week, which means it's your turn to choose something next week.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And Hatter, while you're thinking, if you take a quick look at the chat wall, I added a photo under Tony's to show all the pieces of the phases of the moon that he added in his poem. And if you see the one where there's just a little bit missing from the right, that's the moon that he was referring to, the gibbous, the waxing gibbous. It's just a little bit missing on the left, I mean. So you see the one that's
missing
on
the
left?
On the left.
The full moon, that's the gibbous.
On the left.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
And then if you go over to the one where there's just a little sickle or crescent on the right side of the moon, that's the waxing moon.
Yeah.
On the right side of the moon. Okay, right side of the moon, exposed moon?
The right side is exposed and the sickle shows on the right, it's the waxing moon. Okay, and if you look all the way on the other side, that's the waning moon, and then the other ones are the ones in between. And in actuality, there is a point where the moon's invisible, and that's called the new moon. Even though you can't see it, it's the invisible moon. It's called the new moon. Anyhow, now you pick a topic, and we'll listen to Mr. Phil the poet.
Let's go. Oh, shoot, I have a hat. Let's go ice. Ice.
Okay. Ice.
Cool.
Ice.
Yeah?
Ice, baby.
That's wrong. It's crazy. Okay.
Cold as ice.
Oh, I love that song.
Fire and ice.
I love that song. I love that. Okay. Let us go to the videotape, because we have a piece here by Phil the Poet. Thanks, Phil, for sending something in for us. And he has sent us our poem as well, and we are playing it now.
This is a poem by Phil the Poet called Fair as the Moon. She is as fair as the moon. Her hair like waves fall down. She dances to a sultry tune. The stars kiss her skin of brown. Her eyes are emeralds set in place. Her breasts are like the hills of Lebanon. She feels safe within his embrace, bathed with the rays of the morning sun. Under the banner of love she stands, the chosen bride waiting for her groom, to exchange kisses and wedding bands, for he is returning for her very soon. She is sick of love, emotions she can't control. She hears his voice call out to her in the night, with words that stir up her heart and soul. She waits for him, she watches for his light. She prepares her bed with the scent of myrrh, waits eagerly for her master, her beloved. O Shulamite, waiting for your love so dear, tell me, why do you stare at the sky above? For my beloved, for he is coming soon, to take me away to a world without sin. Whether by day or light of the moon, I know that my wedding day will begin. End poem.
That's quite the story. Yeah. She is sick of love, her emotions she can't control. She hears his voice call out to her in the night, with words that stir up her heart and soul. She waits for him. She watches his light.
very, very deep, but it's beautifully written. Deb, what did you think?
Yeah, I agreed. It was they're really rich, like under the banner of love she stands, the chosen bride waiting for her groom to exchange kisses and wedding bands, for he is returning for her very soon. And there's a slight amount of the spookiness to the thought. Is he really there? Is this, she is sick of love, her emotions she can't control. So, like, is he gone for my beloved? For he is coming soon to take me away to a world without sin. A world without sin, to me, speaks of, like, heaven. So I'm feeling like he's coming for her. I don't know. I get it. A sadness. I feel like he was telling a legend, or I got a tragic feel. I can't shake it for my beloved. For he's coming soon to take me away to a world without sin, whether by day or light of moon. I know that my wedding day will begin. But I can't shake the feeling that he's gone. She's the chosen bride. She's waiting for her groom. But did he come specifically and walk into the room, or did he come as a spirit to take her to that world without? I don't know. Wow, it's thought provoking. Really like it.
Thank you. Wayne, what did you think of this one?
I think it's pretty deep poem. You know, to hear the moon and heaven's in it, and he's come to take him away. That's more of a spiritual type thing built into it, and it's got love all over it, and it's with the emotion of love in it. And there is something of a loss in there somewhere. Something's being lost somewhere by somebody, because she's sick of love, and he's coming to take him to a place where there's no sin. It's kind of, there's something in there that's kind of sad, but I can't figure out what the saddest part is, but. Very good point, very good emotion in it, and very deep. Good job.
Yep. Great comment. Thank you, Wayne. And thank you, Phil, for writing for us and for putting that poem in for us. It was much appreciated. Now, Hedda, we've got...
Definitely a tragic read. Tragic read. No, I want to say, definitely a tragic read. I felt the same thing, Deb. It's like when she, for my beloved, for he is coming soon, you know, please, everybody believe it. Don't tell me he's not, because if one person believes that he's not, he won't. It's like the queen that keeps her kingdom at the ceremony waiting because she can't accept the fact that she's been stood up.
Yeah.
And there was a tragic.
Yeah.
Standing there under the moon waiting for the groom. But like I said, in what form does he come to her? Because I was overwhelmed by sadness by the end, by loss.
Well, that's that's what everybody. But that's what makes it. That's what makes it. Phil the poet, I guess, because he doesn't. He doesn't. We all got the tragic, the heartache, the sorrow, the possibility of being left. But so he didn't need to tell us. I think that's he did a good job. I mean, that's I thought it was all pieced together just right. He didn't come too soon in the poem for her to say that.
Yep.
He waited till the end. That leaves us with that freaking abandonment feeling. Phil the poet, man. How good is he? Jeez. Show it off. Everybody here to show off. Good job.
Well, Hedda, we should say thank you to Wayne for joining us for the whole show. Thank you, Wayne.
Hey, mate.
Thanks,
Wayne. I enjoyed it.
And thank you to Deb, and thank you to Hedda.
Hedda.
Thank you to Phil the poet.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Wayne. Thank you, Hatter. Thank you, AP.
And in a little bit of a nod for next week, I'm going to go out with Foreigner Cold as Ice. Hatter.
Oh, really? Little Foreigner,
yeah.
Lou Gramm. Little Lou Gramm.
Oh, yeah. Back for next week. Might even have to open it with this song too. Such a great song. Cold as Ice. And
great
we'll
album.
Be back next week for Ice. Yeah, for next
Ice.
Week. So thank you, everybody. Thanks for contributing. And we will talk to you very soon. Here we go.
Yeah.
Joining in for Moon. Thanks to all for contributing, and we'll catch you in a week's time. Thanks, everybody.
Night, everyone. Love and respect.
Bye, Deb.
Good night. Good night. Good night.